Power FM Morning Beat is brought to you by the Public Service Pension Fund, PSPF.
Are you a pensioner under the Public Service Pension Fund looking to update your life certificate without visiting our offices? Well, PSPF now brings this service right to you wherever you are. Introducing the PSPF Biometric Life Verification System. Simply visit www.pspf.org.zm, click on Life Verification to self-enroll. Complete your verification using facial recognition and check your verification status by following the simple on-screen steps. It's fast, secure, and convenient. Public Service Pensions Fund. Keeping your pension promise. Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
In a case to attribute delaying the disbursement of school grants to lack of political will, President Harare Itema, traditional leaders expected at Renam Kuni ceremony. At least 24 soldiers killed in suspected Boko Haram attack in Chad. In international news and in sports news, Green Eagles toast 2-0 victory over Wanderers.
And now, the Power FM News.
Up front, I'm reliable news every day. I'm Grace Wanji. The National Action for Quality Education of Zambia, NACEZ, has reiterated its call for consistent and timely release of school grants. NACEZ Executive Director Dr. Aaron Chansa is concerned over the ongoing delays in the disbursement of these funds, suggesting that the delays could stem from a lack of political will. Speaking during Voice of the People on Power FM, Dr. Chansa is urging the Ministry of Education to release the funds immediately to enable schools to fulfill their auxiliary obligations. He warns that the continued delays will trigger further postponement of the salary payment for support staff and hinder the other essential obligations. Dr. Chansa also highlighted the teachers, which are currently forced to use their personal funds to cover duties that should be supported by grants, stressing that this situation demands urgent intervention.
It's lack of political will, because remember in the 2026 budget, which was approved in December or November last year, there is money for grants. And if you remember, before 2022, these schools used to levy parents through PTA fees. But now, after the abolition of the these fees, including exam fees, these schools entirely depend on these grants from government, and these grants are sent to schools from the treasury quarterly. And if you look at where we are now, we are more than a month after the first quarter. These schools have a lot of expenses. One of them is the salaries for auxiliary staff or support staff like guards, cleaners.
The National Restoration Party President Ezra Ngulube has condemned the ongoing xenophobic attacks in South Africa, describing them as deeply disturbing and indicative of a significant governance failure by President Cyril Ramaphosa, the African National Congress, ANC. He emphasized that the continued violence, discrimination and intimidation against Africans in South Africa, a nation once seen as a beacon of liberation and unity in Africa, are unacceptable. Ms. Ngulube further expressed his concerns about the South African government's failure to decisively address these attacks, questioning the country's leadership, national security and dedication to the African solidarity. A police officer in Choma has stolen a bag containing 28,886 kwacha in cash, three mobile phones worth 3,400 kwacha, earphones valued at 280 kwacha, and a national registration card during an aggravated robbery. The incident occurred on May 4, 2026, around 18:50 hours at Choma Town Center. The victim, 32-year-old Dorothy Malemia, who operates a mobile money booth, had just secured her money and phones before closing business. Southern Province Commanding Officer Mono Namalongo said the suspect, who had covered his face with a black mask, approached the victim and threatened to shoot her using what appeared to be a pistol before grabbing the bag and fleeing. Mr. Namalongo said the victim raised an alarm, prompting members of the public to pursue and apprehend the suspect a short distance away. He confirmed that all the stolen items were recovered intact and later returned to the victim. The weapon used to the robbery was later discovered to be a toy pistol. Mr. Namalongo added that the suspect's identity has been withheld by the police to facilitate thorough investigation. Traditional leaders from within and outside Zambia expected to attend this year's Vena Mukunye traditional ceremony set for July 26th and 26th, 2026. Vena Mukunye Royal Establishment Prime Minister Mwendabeli Patrick Malake announced the date during a media briefing today. He said activities on July 25th will take place at the palace, while the main ceremony July 26th will be held at Simukale Royal Shrine. Mr. Malake added that the establishment is expecting President Harry Nkrumah to attend the final day, subject to confirmation. Mr. Malake has urged the business community and local people to take advantage of the ceremony to promote tourism, showcase products and boost economy activity. He said the ceremony remains an important platform for cultural pride, unity and communication development. Mr. Malake has urged the business community and local people to take advantage of ceremony to promote tourism, showcase products and boost economy activity. Mr. Malake said preparations are progressing well, with stakeholders working to ensure a successful event.
Therefore, on behalf of Vena Mukunye Royal Establishment, I am pleased to officially announce that this year's Vena Mukunye traditional ceremony will take place on the 26th, July 26th. This ceremony remains a cornerstone of our heritage. Over the years, it has been growing in stature, attracting both local and international attention, and firmly establishing itself as a globally recognized culture event. We are also anticipating that the President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hakainde Hichilema, will grace this year's ceremony with his presence on the final day, the 26th of July, subject, of course, to further consultation and confirmation. We take this opportunity to strongly encourage the business community, as well as our local people, to take full advantage of this opportunity.
In international news, Chad's armed forces said at least 24 soldiers have been killed in an overnight attack by Boko Haram militants on an army post in the Lake Chad region. The area has long been threatened by the Nigeria-based group, which is known for carrying out assaults in neighboring countries. Army sources say the raid at Baka Tolarom base late on Monday left 48 wounded on the Chadian side. The military site is on the shores of Lake Chad, which straddles Cameroon, Niger, Nigeria and Chad. Its islands provide a refuge for various militants, including Boko Haram and other radical Islamist groups. Still in international news, the opposition in the Democratic Republic of Congo is sharply criticizing what it calls a two-tier democracy after a pro-UDPS march in Kinshasa ignited debate on constitutional reform that could open the door to a third term of President Felix Tshisekedi. While the opposition acknowledges that the UDPS, Union for Democracy and Social Progress, and its allies have the right to demonstrate, it accuses authorities of systematically repressing opposition protests. Prince Epenge, a spokesperson for the Lamuka Opposition Coalition, says their marches are routinely met with violence. We take a short break and return with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Power FM Lusaka is your number one hit station.
We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent has to offer.
We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on plus 260-961-690-486.
Elevate your business. Power and what will be at the Lusaka. Number one hit station.
Bring you hot off the press news. from Lusaka, Otakwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.
Green Eagles has posted the weekend victory that leads the ZNS.